I just want to see, is there anybody else who wants to say? I heard Teresa say she wanted the floor.
I was going to say, isn't there any way that we can proceed with Carol's motion and add something to it that would be part of what that Carol's other proposal that Ray could accept, so we could find the best of both, a win-win situation for everyone in this situation?
Teresa, what's the other proposal?
Well, Ray, you said that there was something that Carol proposed that you could agree with most of.
No, that was a proposal that she had made that was similar to, in some ways, to the one that I sent, at least in terms of creating, actually, I suggested that the existing bodies continue, and Carol suggested the creation of a diversity commission. Actually, I felt that my proposal had the advantage of having individuals who had actually worked with each other already, and had through the good work of the two psychologists, as they've requested, being able to lower the tension and be able to talk to each other much better.
This is Carol.
So I would, if it's what we're looking at, then I would rather submit my own proposal for discussion, because it includes my own presumptions and those of people I work with in New York that these bylaws were not passed, and that we would get the process that we would move fast, very quickly, would be the process of mediation. We would put it back immediately, back on track, and that at the board meeting coming up, we would look at formalize that process and move. And as I said, number seven would specifically, while we're going to court to have this decided, number seven would adopt maybe Carol's proposal, maybe with some variation in dates for elections.
After the board meeting in New York?
I'm saying that at the board meeting, my motion includes provisions that would allow the board to directly be in charge of the process of mediation and its results, and appoint hopefully individuals from that group and others who have the talent, and also with legal counsel. We recommended the very same lawyers that have been considered in Chicago, lawyer or lawyers, and that that process be formalized so that we can have the diversity bylaws written, and at the same time we look at simultaneously a speedy election process.
This is Carol.
Yes.
A couple of points. One, I think that we have to limit any resolutions that we adopt today to setting an election's time frame. And that if we want to adopt a resolution that does something else, we have to call another special meeting to do it.
But what's that based on, Carol?
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'll explain. Carol, you want to finish your point, though?
I think that we have to limit our discussion to the purposes set out in the notice of the special meeting, and that if we want to consider some other options for moving forward, we have to call another special board meeting to do that. In the meanwhile, I think that we need to vote on this motion, and we need to get a ruling out of the judge as quickly as possible, certainly before the September meeting. I think that what can happen after the vote today is that we can ask the judge for an expedited hearing on the issue of whether or not the KPFK lab vote is or is not binding on the foundation, and whether we do or do not have bylaws by the end of next week, which would be Friday, September something or other. I can ask the judge for that, and I will ask the judge for that. But we need to have a vote on this motion pending. And then I would be really happy to set another special board meeting for 7 days from now to consider how to, regardless of what the judge says. Actually, I guess it should be after the judge rules.
Point of information. Wait
a minute. Just a minute, Marion.
Point of information.
Just
let
a moment.
Let us finish, and then I'll call on you.
It's difficult, very difficult to maintain my concentration. I apologize. But I think that we should set a special meeting for a date after the judge's ruling to consider how to best utilize the good efforts of all the people who came to Chicago, and perhaps some others, to form a commission to make some recommendations to the next board that comes in, is what I believe should happen, so that the next board will have all of that work available to them and a written report. The major difficulty that I have seen since last February is getting legal opinions that were acceptable to everybody that had to rely on legal opinions. Kevin Fink gave us his opinion in writing in February. That opinion drew a lot of protest. But since then, we've not been able to get written legal counsel to actually serve as foundation for counsel to the foundation, giving us legal advice, responding to questions, and giving us the kind of information that an informed board needs, and the labs need, too. I mean, all we have is various people's kinds of grasping at this opinion or that opinion or secondhand quotes of what somebody said. And nobody has been able to sit down and have a meeting with a lawyer and say, okay, I have this question. Do you have an answer to that? And have the lawyer say, yes, I do. Here's my answer. Or, no, I don't. I'll look it up and get back to you. I'll research it. So we left Chicago once again saying we'll ask Tom Sines. If he can't do it, we'll ask Ted Shaw. And if he can't do it, we'll ask Lonnie Guinier. Well, Ted Shaw and Lonnie Guinier have been asked before, and they didn't want to do it. And I am have been informed by Leslie that she called Tom Sines more than once, and he wasn't willing to do it, or he didn't return her phone call.
Right.
So the idea that we can just snap our fingers, get a lawyer that people will accept, sit down in New York and get this all worked out with a firm legal foundation underneath it is, I think, just wishful thinking. I don't want to say that it's thinking in bad faith. I think people are acting in good faith, but I think it's wishful thinking. And the bylaws, Draft B has been subjected to legal review, and I think that we need to just move forward on it. And if we're not going to move forward on it, we can demonstrate that by your vote on this motion. And you vote no on the motion if you don't believe the bylaws have been adopted. You vote yes if you believe they have, and we'll go to the judge and get a ruling by the end of next week.
Point of information, Leslie.
Yes.
Ray, have we filed yet?
I'm sorry? No.
Have we filed? Okay.
Can I say something, Leslie?
Yes.
See, what the problem
the question.
I'm sorry. Was Marion done?
No, I didn't finish it.
Okay.
Because some of us had discussed filing a brief with the judge, asking him to declare the KPFK both illegal and invalid.
Right.
And Ray was sort of leading that effort to put that together. I just asked him that. They hadn't quite done it yet, but we're already ready to go to court.
Yeah, we're ready.
We're asking for an expedited hearing, too.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? And I don't know if anybody on this call has the expertise to answer. Maybe David does. Is it possible to go to the judge without taking action on this motion today, to just ask the judge what is his ruling on the KPFK lab vote, and therefore have we passed bylaws?
Well, I thought the judge had already been asked that.
I'm sorry, one at a time.
I thought the judge had already been asked that.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
No, he hasn't.
Let me speak to that.
Another lawyer can say, yes, let's we go to a judge any time.
You can go to a judge any time, but generally a judge wants a briefing of both sides of the argument.
We understand
he wants
that.
To hear from both sides. So it's normal.
Carrie, why don't you answer Leslie's question?
I am doing that. Marion? It's normal for somebody to file a motion saying, please declare this vote legal, or please declare this vote illegal, and for the other side to file papers opposing the motion. So normally, I think by taking this vote, I have something to argue against, which is the board is rejecting the bylaws I believe have been legally adopted. So I call the question.
Okay. I just want to make sure that everybody understands what I think has just happened here is that Carol is saying that by voting this, either up or down, it will go to the court, and then we will all get the information.
She didn't say that, Leslie. Someone has to file a petition.
Yes, and we've all said we're going to. So
right. You just said that Ray was leading the effort.
I know, but you said that the judge would. I get the impression that if we vote one way or another, they'd automatically go to the court.
Not automatically. What I heard, maybe, and somebody should correct me if I understand this wrong. What I understood, though, was that Marion and Ray were saying that there is a effort underway to go to the court to get a ruling, to ask for a ruling on the KPFK vote.
Actually, I didn't say that. Marion said that.
Okay. Okay. Well, so I don't know what
about that.
But
that. Anyway,
Carol said, though,
because we wanted to have this process. Give it a chance to work, because we truly believe that this vote was illegal. Now, I just want to address something very quickly. The problem I have is the procedure that we're observing now. We used in the past to allow amendments and counter proposals. Now, I haven't heard any. I've seen Leslie say in some of the invitations that this is the only item that we're going to discuss, and this time it was not done.
Let me clarify what has happened with every special meeting. That is, the purpose of the meeting was included in the notice of the meeting, and then people would make a motion on related, or several motions, it didn't have to only be one, related to the purpose of that meeting.
Yes.
If anybody wants to make off an amendment to Carol's motion,
I suggest that we have a vote on the will of the board as to whether or not we were in the facilitated compromise or not, Leslie.
Sorry, Ray, I didn't hear Rob, I didn't hear the beginning of what you said.
I recommended to you last week that we vote today on the will of the board as to whether or not the board felt that it was in the facilitated compromise process. Which is the other side of the coin from saying that the bylaws have passed.
Right, but I didn't get a motion from you to that effect, right? I didn't get a request for a meeting to do that.
Let's call the question.
For those who may be listening, what was the purpose of the meeting? I know it.
Okay, the purpose of the meeting, I will pull up the exact wording so we have it. As I sent it to you on Tuesday, August 26th, I sent out the notice of the meeting, and it says, purpose of the meeting/conference call, to establish a time frame for the process of nominating candidates and electing local station boards. So again, the people can vote against this motion, right, or for the motion, however you want, right? What I heard Carol saying is that if you vote against, if the motion is defeated, then I heard her say she's going to go to the judge and ask for a ruling as to the legitimacy of the KPFK lab vote and therefore whether or not bylaws have been adopted.
Yeah, it will be a noticed adversarial hearing where everyone will be given an opportunity to file.
Are you going to do that?
Yes.
Leslie.
Yes.
I just want to make one last comment.
I think this whole
process is an explicit demonstration of the unwillingness of the board to take responsibility. You don't need to go back. In fact, in my discussions with the judge or with the court, it was clearly stated that it's up to the board of directors to make interpretations outside of any explicit ruling that the judge confronted in his order. So the issue of the KPFA lab vote is totally within the domain of this board to vote to say we either accept it as a valid vote or we not accept it. You don't need to run to the court. You don't need to run to the court then to say that the bylaws are either adopted or non-adopted. These are reasons why this board is supposed to exist to make decisions. And the fact that Carol wants to run to the court when she can't get her way, instead of putting stuff clearly and succinctly on the table so that each board member can make a decision on how this board will operate, is going to, it makes this board look stupid in the eyes of the court, because these are the decisions that the court does not want to be involved with. And in fact, this is why this board was put in, into creation, to deal with this stuff. So the fact that Carol wants to run to the court instead of just to say, look, let's just have a vote and with on the board, and let us as a board decide whether we are going to accept the revote of the KPFK lab, and then based on that, let us have other votes on other issues of the bylaws. That's what we as a board are supposed to be doing, and it's really irritating that the people don't want to take the responsibility when they don't think they can get their way, but only but always want to run to the court. And the court is going to say, look, I don't want to run your organization. And if you can't run your own organization, well, maybe we need to abrogate the settlement agreement and put some other kind of structure in place, because it's obvious that you're not willing to run the organization.
That's a point of information?
Yes.
If we defeat this motion,
yes,
would the facilitated mediation process be in effect? Would we continue that?
Well, if the if it is the will of this body to continue it,
well,
yes.
I mean, I'm just asking, if I vote no against this motion, am I on the flip side of that voting to continue the process? I would hope so.
My belief is that if that these are two separate issues,
that
if you vote against this, it doesn't mean that you're voting also against the Chicago process.
No, but
that can still continue. That can still continue.
Leslie, this is true.
Leslie.
Yes.
If I vote against this motion,
right,
why wouldn't it be interpreted that I'm voting for the facilitated process?
That's not in the motion.
That's what I'm saying. It's not explicit.
Wait a minute. Point of information. If this motion is defeated, will another motion be in order to continue the facilitated process?
Yes.
Yes, we
have 7 days.
All right, I'm clear.
Let me clarify that, though. The point of this rule that when a special meeting is called, that you can only have motions on the items articulated, you know, in the notice itself, is to be fair to the people who aren't on the call right now. In other words, had somebody known that there was going to be another motion on another issue, they might have chosen to join this call today. Right, so the problem is that if we are addressing, if we're raising motions and addressing motions that are not relevant to the directly relevant to the purpose as stated in the notice, that we're not being fair to everybody on the board. That's the dilemma that I'm in. That's the problem that I face in whether or not I will accept a motion that is not relevant to the stated purpose of this meeting. I think the appropriate way to proceed would be for me to convene another conference call in order to address how to proceed with the facilitated mediation.
Leslie, point of information.
Can I get in?
I'm sorry, I don't know who.
James Ferguson. Point of information?
Yeah, James.
Okay, and this is, I guess, directed to the parliamentarian, because I'm kind of curious. What you're talking about, Leslie, is a germaneness issue, and it
right.
would seem to me that the issue that Marion is lifting is germane to this discussion. And so I would pose this question to the parliamentarian, since it is consistent
yes.
with the discussion here.
I've called the question.
Wait a minute, point of information, Leslie.
Yes, one second. Hold on one second. I'm going to consult the parliamentarian. Right. He believes it's not germane, that it is a totally separate motion.
May pardon?
He's telling me that he believes it is not germane, that it is a totally separate motion.
I'm basing that on
but can it be moved at this meeting, or does a second special meeting have to be called?
Hold on one second, and I'm going to ask Dr. Merchant to answer the question directly. Usually it comes through the chair, but I'm going to make an exception here and ask him to speak to this question directly.
Yes, according to the state law that Leslie cited and also according to Robert, the only issue that can be discussed at the special meeting is the ones that are brought up in the call of the meeting. And at this meeting, basically, in accordance with the new bylaws, the thing to be discussed was a time frame for the election of the delegates and the directors, which Carol submitted. Now, if you're going to bring up another item, there's no interconnection between the two. And, of course, you can then bring that up as a separate item for another special meeting.
Well, no.
That is Ray.
Okay, that's our ruling. Okay, now, folks, the reason why we have a parliamentarian is to help me, as the chair, make these rulings. Therefore, that is the ruling. Now, we have, excuse me, folks.
It was that point of information that brought him up, and I wasn't finished with this discussion.
Okay, go on.
Okay. In terms of the discussion about going to the judge, how is that germane to this discussion?
No, I was saying that other issues,
that
obviously,
in
the discussion, other issues have been coming up.
Okay, well,
right.
We shouldn't be talking about that. I think in terms of Carol had said, she called the question. And I think at this point we should be calling the question because then nothing else is
germane. I have something to say.
Right. Who was said?
Marion Barry.
Okay. I'm going to have Marion speak, and then we're going to take the vote. We're going to call the question.
Well, this board is in a bind. But none of us, except the chair,
yes,
has anything to do about the agenda.
Say that again, Marion.
I said you set the agenda. We didn't.
Right.
And it seems to me in the future, before we have a special meeting, you ought to consult with some of us and see whether or not we want to agree with you on the narrowness of that meeting.
Okay, but that's not the way special meetings happen.
Well,
I do consult with you. You are consulted on the full meetings. You all get a draft of the agenda. You all get the opportunity for input. And, in fact, agendas have been changed.
My recollection is that we were meeting on something else a couple of times, and someone said, let's have a special meeting. And then we joined in about what the agenda ought to be. I remember that very clearly.
Okay.
Question's
Yeah, the question has been called.
I'm ready.
Point of order, Leslie.
I'm sorry. Can you hold on just 1 second?
Hold on one second.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm just being advised that to call the question, I need a second on that. I'm calling the question.
Okay.
Who is that?
Hey.
David? Is that you, David?
Yeah, second.
Okay, seconded. And then we vote on calling the question.
That'd be a majority
but
vote.
Is there any objection to calling the question?
I want to make a point that I'm ready to call it.
You want to speak and then you're ready to call
it. I want to make a point.
I wanted to inform the board members that those of us who were thinking about going to court will not go if this facilitated process continues.
Right.
Okay. And Ray, you want to make one more point.
The chair shouldn't go either. The point I was trying to make is that the proposal that I set in number 7 specifically discussed things that are germane to Carol's proposal. It's within the purview of what we're discussing.
Ray, why don't we vote?
Let's vote before we lose.
Can we vote, Ray?
Ray, vote.
Hold on again 1 second. I'm probably turning one. Okay. What I'm being advised is that we will vote on this on Carol's motion now. After that is completed, if someone else wants to raise another motion and it is then deemed germane to the conversation, then we will consider it. Okay? Okay, so first.
Leslie, are you telling me I cannot make a substitute motion at this point?
Substitute motion.
You can if it's germane.
Well, did everybody get a chance to read Ray's memo that was sent out this afternoon?
I did.
And Ray is suggesting that point 7 of that memo, which reads, The Intra-Pacific International Board will then determine at that meeting being the September board meeting in New York, an expeditious schedule for elections to the local station boards and Pacifica National Board. Well, I think
that's
that is germane.
That's
I think
germane.
That is germane to the
that's
purpose
right.
of the meeting.
So are you making a substitute motion, Ray?
That's
and
what
is there
doing.
A second? The substitute motion, then, which you stated, is that the board will delay setting an election schedule until the September 19th meeting?
Well, his motion had many parts to it, Ray.
That are not germane. So it's about, I mean, if it's about setting
an election schedule.
The problem is, as I see it, is that the motion had several parts to it. Some are directly germane, and some are not. In other words, if he had made a motion about point 3 or point 4, that wouldn't be germane. But because point 7 is in there, it is germane.
That's what he's making.
And now I'm therefore saying that because it is in there, I am going to rule that it is germane, that we look at the package and not at each point one at a time.
You want to make your motion, Ray?
Yes. Could somebody with a different accent read it?
No. I'm sorry. Do you want to read the motion, Ray?
Hey, Ray. Ray.
We need a little comic relief. That was good, Ray.
Ray.
But I want to make sure everybody understands.
Excuse me, Ray.
You've been here long enough.
We understand.
Ray, if you're making a substitute motion, I'm not sure everybody has it in front of them. Can you read the motion?
Yeah, actually, I
did
say it.
I'll read it if he likes.
Okay.
Ray. Go ahead.
Okay. Motion. The Interim Pacifica National Board does not accept the August 23 vote of the KPFK lab to ratify the election provisions of Draft B because it is our understanding that this action did not comport with Judge Sabraw's July 8th decision that, quote, local advisory boards who shall convene special meetings of their respective local advisory boards not later than July 23rd to vote on Draft B as those portions concerning the number and manner of the election of local and national boards and shall transmit to the Foundation Secretary the results of those votes not later than July 24th, 2003. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Number two.
Right.
As a result, it is the understanding of this board that no new Pacifica bylaws have yet been adopted. Number three. The three-person Chicago discussion subcommittee, Lydia Brazan, Ray LaForce, and Joe Wanzala, in parentheses, chosen at the Chicago meeting, will continue its work to summarize the results of that meeting and will consult via email and or phone with the 24 participants to ensure
Hello.
That the summary is accurate. Number four, the 24 participants in the Chicago meeting will be invited, in parentheses, and their transportation subsidized if needed, in parentheses, to participate in a portion of the September 19 through 21 IPNB meeting in New York City dealing with bylaws. Number five, at the IPNB September 19 through 21 New York City meeting, the Chicago participants will have facilitated discussion to complete the process of reaching specific agreements on compromise bylaw language. Number six, at that meeting, the IPNB will appoint a committee, comma, including lab members, comma, to write the final bylaws language, comma, and the attorney recommended at the Chicago meeting will be invited to assist in this process. Number seven, the IPNB will then determine at that meeting an expeditious schedule for elections to the local station boards and Pacifica National Board. And that's it.
Ray.
Is there a second?
Okay.
I'll second that.
This is George Barnstone.
Okay, thank you. Hold on 1 second. I want to just discuss with the parliamentarian about the proper. I want to make sure I handle a substitute motion in the proper way. So hold on 1 second.
Hey, Ray.
Yes.
Can I suggest that you pull your motion off and list both on Carol's motion and not commingle the two issues?
Well, are we having a private conversation or?
Well, I'm just saying. Don't commingle.
Not
the
very
two
private,
issues.
Guys.
Don't commingle the two issues.
Well,
that's all.
The difference between the two of them is that if
I'm just saying, don't commingle. Don't
have to come back.
Vote on Carol's motion and then do whatever you want to do separately. That's all.
Okay, folks. I would like to put the parliamentarian on the phone again. He has comments about the germaneness.
Again, parts. There's seven parts. some may be germane, but many parts are not, because it goes back to the facilitators come from. I'm not that familiar with it. I've just been informed that there was a compromise committee meeting in Chicago, and all of that is just not germane to what we're discussing right now, which is the time frame of the elections.
It is
your first two points, which, if I understand it correctly, is that you're invalidating the motion because it doesn't comport to the judge's ruling. That might be seen as germane, because I explained it to Leslie, that could be seen as a point of order. But as a whole, the package is just not germane, as the compromise situation, it has nothing to do with what we're discussing today. And as Leslie pointed out, it would be unfair to the absentees of this meeting. And
even though it was sent
and
to
you're
the
going
the
to
meeting.
Be spending money too. You mentioned subsidization. Did I hear that correctly?
Right.
I mean, these are totally new pragmatic consequences that are not included in the call.
I agree that we should vote on Carol's motion and deal with any other issues in a subsequent form or fashion that would be adequate to deal with those other issues.
Before
we do that, my advice to the chairperson right now, who makes the rulings, of course, is that this motion, in the way it stands with its seven-part form, is not germane to the issue of the call and should not be raised, and it is out of order. And I think even if it were adopted, which it would still be illegal because it does not comport to the call.
So, Leslie. Folks, we have been, I've been asked.
It does not comport what?
What?
Because it does not comport what?
To the purpose of this meeting, or what I normally call the call of the meeting.
Unless
the purpose of the meeting, it's outside the scope of the call.
Unless
the
rules are suspended, is that correct?
This is basically a safeguard of the rights of the absentees that cannot be suspended.
The rules of a meeting may not be suspended?
Rules that affect the basic rights of individuals and absentees cannot be suspended.
That's not the question I asked you.
What's the question?
The rules of a meeting may not be suspended.
The rules of a meeting may not be suspended?
That's a question.
Some rules may, some may not, but not this rule, which says and indicates that whatever motion or issue is brought up at this meeting must comport to the purpose of the meeting. That cannot be suspended.
Okay. Considering the advice of the parliamentarian, I would like to go back to what Jabari had just suggested, that we vote on the motion from Carol, that we then can set up another meeting to take up other motions. Okay?
Leslie, can I ask one question?
Yes.
is Rob.
Yes.
Can we at this meeting, after we vote on Carol's motion, in the event that it fails, can we vote on whether or not it is the sense of the board that we are in the facilitated compromise process? Because that does bear directly on the bylaws and on the election cycle. And it doesn't require us to go to the judge.
I don't think we can have a motion on that. I mean, I think
why not?
Because that was not the stated purpose of this meeting. I think I can ask ask people to inform me by answering the question, would you like to continue the facilitated process? And we can elicit that information without taking a motion.
Can
How's
we have
that?
A non-binding vote?
Folks, can we vote on this one, and then I will ask that question.
Yes, fine.
Okay?
That answers my question.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to do this in alphabetical order.
This is Teresa.
Yes.
I'm sorry we got off on that little tangent, but I do want to ask a question about the seventh item that we just added.
We're not Carol's
on that.
Motion? In Carol's motion?
In Carol's case, it is a new item.
I want to talk about another issue involving the timetable.
Okay.
And that
yes.
question is, Carol, if we do it this way with number seven,
then
number seven is off the agenda.
No, it was part of the agenda.
It's part of Carol's motion, Marion.
What's number seven?
Okay. Well, we've okay. Number seven is that if a local station board election failed to achieve a quorum of votes by the election close date of December 29th, comma, the close date for that station area shall be extended for 1 week to January 5th, comma, 2004. The ballot shall be counted and the election results for that station area shall be certified by January 12th, comma, and the newly elected delegates for that station area shall meet to elect foundation directors on January 17th, 2004. Carol, I'm a...
Wait, pardon me. Is that part of our motion?
Yes.
Yes.
We're
late,
down.
Marion. I'm sorry. No.
I'm sorry. I did the best I could.
Okay. Yes, it is part of the motion. So,
can we
let Teresa ask a question?
Carol, I'm opposed to this because it seems to me that we get into the same situation that we have in the bylaws process where one station is behind everybody else and could, you know... there could be some political reasons for, you know, being behind everybody else in this process. I would like to have everybody have the same deadlines.
I understand. Actually, Teresa, the bylaws provide for the eventuality of failure to achieve a quorum in exactly this manner. And it was brought to my attention by the National Election Supervisor that I needed to provide for that eventuality in this motion. Because we have to have a quorum to have a valid vote. So it's actually necessary but not desirable. And let's just work to get a quorum in our elections.
So we need to vote for, against the whole thing then, right?
Yeah, we're not going to do it one.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
Can we vote? Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to do this in alphabetical order. Teresa?
Yes.
Is first.
Yes.
Yes. George Barnstone.
No.
Marion Barry.
No.
I wasn't sure I heard you, Marion.
No.
Pete Bramson.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
No.
David Furtick.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Zakia.
No.
And myself, I'll vote yes. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4,
failed.
Five. Yeah, I know. I'm just counting the votes. Five yeses and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes, which is right. That's 11 board members on this call.
The motion is defeated.
Right. The motion is defeated. Now, I would like to ask, without taking a motion without a vote, I just want to ask if people would like to continue the facilitated process, that was begun in Chicago. And again, I just so I'm clear, I'm going to call out the names so we have a, you know, clear record on this. So, Teresa?
Yes, qualified. In some ways, I would like to continue that.
Okay. George?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
David?
Yeah, so long as it's not used as a way to avoid elections.
No.
I think we need to proceed with elections and do this.
David,
at the same
time. We need a commentary.
Okay.
No, you're going to listen to all I got to say. You can get off the line. That's all right.
Okay.
I'm not getting off.
Okay.
Next.
David, are you done, David?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray? Ray?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes, absolutely.
Carol?
No.
Jabari?
I'm off the call. I don't really care.
So you're not voting?
Not a vote.
Philosophically, I'm not opposed to it.
But is yes or no?
Abstaining.
Yeah.
Abstaining or not voting?
Yeah, he said yes.
Yes.
I'll say yeah.
Okay, and myself, yes. Okay, so clearly people would, you know, that is the sense of this body.
You want to call a special meeting for that person?
Yes, I think we have to call a special meeting, and I can do that. We can set that right now.
And could you just read out the roll call, since the numbers?
10 yes and 1 no.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Today is the second.
What's this meeting to discuss now?
To discuss how to proceed with the facilitated discussion.
Can we do it quickly?
Yes, you know, I'm sorry I don't have the present bylaws in front of me. Is there any way we can do this in less than 7 days? Does anybody remember?
It's 7 days' notice for a special
7 days'
meeting.
Notice.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Is there any way to do it in less than 7 days?
If you get
by
the agreement of...
suspending the rules.
If
I don't
get
know
agreement,
if that violates anybody's rights or not.
If you get a unanimous waiver of notice.
If the, yeah, this body can move.
Right, but no, but we don't have four of the members of this body are not on the call.
Is it a quorum?
It's not a question of a quorum. It's a question of unanimous.
Unanimous waiver of notice is what's required.
Right.
Oh,
waiver
right.
Of notice.
Okay.
Right. So, can we do it during the day on Tuesday the 9th? That would be 1 week from today.
Mm-hmm.
A daytime meeting. I have a problem in the evening myself, so that's why I'm wondering if we could do it like at 3 p.m. East Coast time.
Fine with me.
Okay with me.
Okay.
What's the purpose of this meeting?
To plan out the next steps and then facilitate a discussion.
Leslie?
Yes.
This fine with Marion Barry. I'm getting off the call.
Okay, very
all
good.
Right.
Thank you, Marion.
Me too, James.
Okay, James. Bye-bye.
Does this mean that you're going to put out a notice that the bylaws haven't been approved?
No, I wasn't going to put out that. I assume there will be minutes of this meeting that will be put out.
I mean, since there's this contention that they have been adopted, so that should be dealt with. That should be dealt with first.
But I'm saying that there is a difference.
I understand.
In answer to your question, I'm not putting out that.
Okay, fine. So then we as a part of this meeting, then we as a board should vote to clarify whether the bylaws have been adopted.
Okay,
that is not germane.
Oh, that's
that is not germane to what?
To the purpose of this, you mean next week's meeting?
Yeah, I'm saying.
We as a board
should send a clear signal that what we as a board have state to be the status of the bylaws.
Great. Okay, so what I would ask you to do, Jabari, if you don't mind, is to put that in the form of a motion. It makes the conversation more focused and more organized.
Is this for next week's
meeting? Next week's, right.
So the call of the meeting will be discuss how to map out how to continue the facilitated discussions.
Right.
And also to vote on whether or not the bylaws have been adopted.
Right. Right? Those are the items that I've heard.
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I will, this evening, I will send out the written formal notice about the meeting next week.
Now, Leslie.
Yes.
If I wanted my motion considered, would it be considered because it was already on the table now?
I think it's germane to discuss the discussion of how to map out the facilitated discussions.
But I want a formal ruling on that we can.
But I'm saying I was just looking at it again, Ray, and yes, I believe it is germane to the purpose of the next meeting, which is to map out how we continue the facilitated discussion.
This is Teresa. I would like to say something.
Okay, and then we're going to wrap up this meeting. Yes.
Leslie, I think we need to be prepared that if we're going to continue the mediation, it would be great if people could plan on coming in on Thursday night so we not be so rushed. We could discuss this all day Friday if people planned on coming a day early. I know a lot of people can't do it, but
right.
Just in the interest of problem solving.
Right. Okay, and now hold on one second. I just want my parliamentarian one to one second, I'll be right back.
Okay, well, we'll do it then. Yeah, we can't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. It wasn't necessary to this meeting. Irrelevant to this meeting.
I've got a question for you, Leslie.
Okay, and then we really would like to wrap up
today's
meeting. I understand.
Let me ask you my question.
Yes, please, George.
That is, so what did not pass today? What was the motion?
Carol's motion.
The motion to set an elections timetable did not pass.
Right, the 7-point motion from Carol with a time frame for the elections did not pass. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I think that we have concluded the business of this meeting.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
That's okay.
So will Ray's motion
yes.
be addressed
next
and
week.
Dealt with at the next meeting.
Yes. Ray's motion will, and other motions germane to that issue. That is, there are two issues that will be on the for the purpose that will be articulated as the purpose of the meeting, the conference call meeting next week. One is how to proceed with the facilitated discussion that we began in Chicago, and two is whether or not the board. I'm not sure how Jabari, I believe, is going to put together a motion that will speak to whether or not we believe the bylaws have been passed or not passed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I think this meeting is over.
All right.
I want to thank everybody. And again, I want to thank the technical people for the webcast. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.